Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bert Ammerman of Rivervale, New Jersey, lost his brother Tom in the Pan Am 103 terror attack. Bert, it is good to talk with you. Do you get any solace in the fact that the alleged bomb maker is now in U.S. custody?
I get satisfaction. I honestly believe now half the story will be completed. He will be the first one tried in the U.S. for this cowardly act. In all likelihood, he will be convicted, and in all likelihood, he'll spend the rest of his life in a U.S. prison. It will tie to Libya, and it will tie to Gaddafi. But that's only half the story. The second half of the story still must be told, and that how much involvement Iran was involved in this. And that information is all intelligence information. And so we've got to now push, demand, request from the Biden administration to make the intelligence information available. Once we've done that, then the story of Pan Am 103 will be told.
It's been more than three decades. Did the U.S. do enough to bring the Pan Am 103 terrorists to justice? And is there such thing really as justice all these years later?
Well, add into that England and Germany. So those are the three countries. The Republican and Democratic administrations, so this is not partisan, it's both Republican and Democratic, never appropriately dealt with Pan Am 103. When I met with Bush 41 on April 3rd in the Oval Office, I told him this shouldn't be in the criminal arena. And he told me if this is state-sponsored terrorism, that they would, the United States would react militarily. We never did anything. The world was watching. The world found out, especially the third world nations, well, you can attack the United States. And to an extent, I've come to the belief that if we had done something, maybe 9/11 would not have happened.
Do you think there are more people still out there who were a part of this plot and have escaped being brought to justice?
Yes. When the indictments came out on the two Libyans, Fima and Megrahi, and then Megrahi later was found guilty, they also had nine unindicted co-conspirators, which meant that we believed there were nine others, but they didn't have enough criminal evidence to indict them. Out of those nine is this bomb maker. He was one of the nine. They were all Libyan, no Iranians. But intelligence information will show, I believe, that there were individual Iranians, or the Iranian government at the time was actively involved.
I wonder, for you personally, are you grateful for developments all these years later, or does this simply reopen old wounds?
No. When we formed the family group back in January, February of 1989, I was involved with two others of writing the goals of the group. And the major mission was to find the truth. And that would be the legacy of our loved ones. And so that's what we've been going for the entire 34 years. So each time that we get something like this, we are satisfied. That's moving forward. I think it's taken way too long. There's still more information that we need to get. So am I happy? No. Am I satisfied? Yes. But I do know that we need to keep the pressure on the politicians and the White House and the government. You've got more to do. Do not try to end this story now because Gaddafi's dead and say now it's part of history. Then we have not found the full truth, and that's not going to be acceptable.
You know, an entire generation of people weren't born on December 21st, 1988. Does this development perhaps help educate people about that tragic day?
Yes. But as I said yesterday, many of your reporters from the different networks weren't even born then. They're young, hardworking reporters, really trying to make their niche now. So when I spoke to a couple of the reporters who are now anchors yesterday, they've been with this and with me the entire 34 years. So they know the story. There are a lot of people that don't. However, and think about this, Pan Am Flight 103, 34 years later, is still a front page story. You can't say that about many incidents. I mean, your business, today's news is old news. But yet, 34 years later, this is being covered, just like Pearl Harbor, just like 9/11. Where were you if you were alive? People can tell you that. They tell me that all the time during the 34 years. You never forget, because it was four days before Christmas, and that affected the American public. And people want the full answer.
Bert, tell us about Tom Ammerman. What were his passions, and what put him on that plane on that day?
Well, he was away on a business trip. He worked for shipping lines. Ironically, he was in, I think, Saudi Arabia. His stopover was at Heathrow, and he was on his way home to see his two daughters at the time, age 6 and 4, and his wife. Tom was one of the nicest human beings you could ever meet. He only wanted to do things that would make people happy, feel comfortable. He wanted to live a good life. He was a great husband, a great father, a great brother. His life was cut short, and unnecessarily in a cowardly act. His two daughters never got to grow with him as that this was their father. I know that can be said by many people on the flight, and that would also be true. It's acts like this that citizens have to unite in the Western world and in democracies and say, no, unacceptable. This is a bridge too far. And unfortunately, the politicians and the administrations did not do that. And we still have to finish this story.
Bert Ammerman in Bergen County, New Jersey. Bert, thank you for talking with us. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.